USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Georgia, looking to reopen parts of the state's economy, has given the go-ahead for some non-essential businesses to reopen this week. President Trump said he disagreed strongly, and the top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said it's likely we'll have coronavirus again in the fall.
I am convinced of that because of the degree of transmissibility that it has, the global nature. What happens with that will depend on how we're able to contain it when it occurs.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told conservative host Hugh Hewitt how he thinks state government should be able to deal with economic losses from the coronavirus pandemic.
I would certainly be in favor of allowing states to use the bankruptcy route. It can save some cities, and there's no good reason for it not to be available.
This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Facebook says it will start including the country of origin on certain posts, in part to provide more information on election-related content. This is an expansion of a policy that was put in place in 2018. Now all posts made by high-reach Facebook pages will list their location of origin. Facebook product manager Anita Joseph said they're doing this so people will have more information to help them gauge the reliability and authenticity of the content they see in their feeds. Facebook has made a number of changes since the 2016 election after special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation determined that Russia did use social media sites to attempt to interfere in the election by spreading misinformation. A rally in oil prices have given stocks a big boost. The Dow Jones was up 456 points, the S&P up 62, and the NASDAQ up 232. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The actor, forever known as Iceman, has written a book that's getting some attention. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
After minor TV roles for a few years, it proved to be his breakout movie. Val Kilmer didn't even really want to be in the 1986 hit Top Gun, though.
Maverick, it's not your flying. It's your attitude. The enemy's dangerous. Right now, you're worse than the enemy.
But Kilmer begged to be put in the upcoming sequel. That's one of the revelations in I'm Your Huckleberry, the actor's new memoir that's just been released. The 60-year-old Kilmer writes with a lot of candor about his life, his loves, his faith, regrets, and his battle with throat cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
April 22nd marks the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, and it's the cleanest and quietest in years. President Trump spoke about the ceremony at the White House.
Earlier today, the First Lady and I planted a tree on the south lawn of the White House in recognition of the 50th annual Earth Day. I was glad to announce that we will begin to reopen our national parks and public lands. We want Americans to be able to satisfy and be really safe. We want them to satisfy their family that safety is going to happen, and maybe even at a level like never before. We've learned so much. But we want them to enjoy these great national treasures as we continue to take reasonable precautions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.